Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Guaranteed Cage Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
Everybody in
Hey, yo, this is the Derek and Kay Show.
Good evening, everybody.
This is Derek.
This is Kay.
And we are broadcasting live from Boston on September 12th, 2010.
2010, yo.
How's it going?
How are you? I'm fine. Are you having a good weekend?
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah?
Lots of things going on.
I'm excited because I have a whole day off.
You had a Sunday off.
I had a Sunday
off.
That
doesn't normally happen.
It doesn't normally happen. And that actually brings me to one thing we didn't do last week in our our show that was a little bit of a show.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a show.
A little bit of a show. Our show's not going to be so much of a car crash, train wreck, this week as it was last week. We were very nervous. We didn't know what was happening. Yes, this... What happened last week, Mayor broadcasting for the first time.
It was a train wreck and a car crash.
Yes, Amtrak and Lexus together. No, it won't be that way this time. We didn't introduce ourselves. People have no idea what the heck we're doing. It was not good. Anyway, we are the Derek and Kay Show. I'm Kay. I'm actually a professional classical singer. And I work retail, but this is my hobby on the side. And that, you know, our opening was a direct nod to the Don and Mike show.
Some of our favorites,
which is not on the air anymore, but we are avid WJFK fans. May it rest in peace. It's now WJFK, but 106.7 The Fan.
With a lot of sports talk.
Yes, with a lot of sports talk. Well, it's all sports talk radio.
Yeah, so we're not going to have a lot of sports talk.
No, we're not going to have a lot of sports
That's
talk.
That's not really our thing.
It's not. But you know what, though? We will have one moment of sports talk just for 1 second. Because you know what?
Right here, right now?
Right here, right now. You know what? Today is... Oh,
hello.
Sorry.
Oh.
That's the wrong thing.
Hello.
That's the wrong thing. I want to talk about this.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Awesome.
Today is the first day. Well, it's not really the first day, but it's the opening football day for me, because you know who plays tonight at 8:20.
8:20?
My beloved Washington Redskins.
Oh.
Okay. They're playing Dallas.
Are they as good as they are their baseball team?
That's a Joan, and I don't like that. Skins are going to take it. I got a new coach. Yes. I like wacky shtick over there. That's very nice. Anyway, I'm from Washington, D.C., if you didn't already guess, and I do love the Skins. They got a new coach. We got a new quarterback. It's going to be good.
I had no idea.
I'm a big fan. Big fan.
So
what, right?
You're going to be rooting for them?
I'm going to be rooting for the Skins.
And
they get my text updates because I can't watch here from Boston. But it's all right. Okay? All right. That was my one announcement for the day.
That's pretty good. I forgot it was the first day of football.
Yeah, it's the first day of football.
Yeah.
The Patriots are playing right now, but I don't care about that.
I'm not really following that.
Yeah.
Well, the U.S. Open, last day of the U.S. Open, that's something I'd be excited about.
Oh, you care about that. Yeah,
I got someone that's recording that.
That's right, someone.
So nobody call in with the update.
Okay, call in with
don't
the update.
Don't do that. That would be horrible.
Don't do that. Don't stop being that also.
that would totally ruin it for me.
I already introduced myself. I said I was a classical singer, which is a surprise probably to a lot of people.
Well, they could probably tell by, you know,
by the voice.
It's a wonderful voice.
Oh, fabulous voice.
A lot of people were calling in last week and mentioning that, so that's a good thing.
Wonderful. Good job. Anyway, Derek, a little bit about yourself before we start launching into our tirade of
Yeah, a little bit about myself. I guess you could say lazy artist.
Lazy artist.
I work at a museum by day. I do some freelance work, and I try to keep up with the art scene and try to be creative in various parts of my life. And I enjoy talk radio and podcasting and that sort of thing over the years. So we thought it would make sense to get one of these started, and we're pretty excited about it.
We're pretty excited.
I like to call it the most professional, unprofessional show on the radio today. That's fresh. So we're going to keep up with that, and we're going to be bringing you all kinds of crazy stuff.
That's right. And we're not promising to be amazing. We're just promising to be fun.
That's right.
And this is not a show for serious people. If you're a serious person, if you're expecting NPR news and things like that, you're not going to get it with this show. You're just going to get wacky shtick
and
bad jokes.
Funny.
And funny stuff. All right. So before we launch into anything, I got a little something I want to talk to you about.
Oh, me?
Yeah. So a while ago, you were sending me this text message with a picture, and it was some nasty coffee from your office.
Oh, boy.
And I'm asking you why you are not bringing coffee to your office from home.
Oh,
because
here we go.
When we were married, when I got married, we gave you our coffee machine.
You have your coffee machine.
And
it's right here in the cabinet. It's missing a part, though. I think it needs...
Missing a part?
What does it need?
A filter?
Does it need... Oh, it might need a filter. You could just put a napkin in, right?
It's not hard to find. You could put
an old pad.
An old hat? I thought you said an old pad. And I'm like, I don't know. Something.
Whoa.
I don't know what you're doing. It would absorb a lot of the coffee instead of putting it in a pot.
That's a good one.
I want to know
why
you've neglected to take coffee to your office instead of buying, or not even buying, but to drinking the nasty office coffee.
There is the nasty office coffee. How long is the show?
It's an hour.
Okay.
It's just an hour.
So at work we got one of those coffee machines that I really hate so bad. What is it called? The K cup, the Keurig. It's got that disposable cup.
Oh yeah. It's full of like some powdered coffee like
something. Something that's, I don't know if it's sort of instant or what. So we got that coffee machine and it's easy. You pop the cup in, you get one cup of coffee. But it sucks.
But you send me these complaining, like, instant messages, like, Mike, this coffee's gross.
It's
and
totally gross.
It's nasty.
I know. I keep sending you those messages.
And then you got a nice coffee machine that we generously gifted to you. Or handed down.
Handed down.
Well, it works fine, by the way.
I have a complicated thing about coffee.
So what's the deal?
Well, if I set it up, then it's like I'm a coffee drinker. So I like to, like, I like coffee to, like, just kind of, like,
but
show up.
It's not like smoking crack or something. It's coffee.
I don't know, but...
People make coffee every day.
I know. I
do.
You know what? I don't do much in the morning other than shower and try to get to work.
Mm-hmm. You feed the cat?
I do feed
the cat. Make the coffee. The cat, who was very insistent on getting up on the counter today, by the way.
Assistant producer Leo. Yeah, he's in the other room. If there is another room.
Oh, he's right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's very complicated. I don't like a lot of coffee. Getting coffee out, I complain about that coffee. I like Dunkin' Grownups coffee. I think that's Dunkin' Donuts.
So you're like a lazy coffee consumer.
I don't know what it is. I could make it. I do have coffee in the freezer. That's probably like a year and a half
like
old.
Like ground coffee?
Yeah.
Or like bean?
No, this is ground. It's in the freezer.
Hmm.
You know what? Maybe it's time to get the coffee machine going.
I think it's time to actually start making
coffee.
Fall's coming.
Coffee could be good for that.
And you have a nice mug you can put it in, get on the train, drink it on the train.
Oh, a to-go mug.
Yes, it's a go mug.
Yes.
What kind of mug did you think I was talking about?
I'm looking at this mug with a D. And I'm just sitting on the train, tossing around. And
spilling all over everybody.
All over the place.
Some floor.
Well, I guess that's my deal with coffee. I don't know. It's very complicated for me. I have a hard time. I hate the selections when I go out places. I'm like, shouldn't this coffee be better? Shouldn't this coffee and this bagel be better? Like, both of them are like, you can't go to one place and both be awesome. I don't know. But Boston doesn't have the bagel thing together, I guess.
No, I guess that's a New York thing. But if you want something done well, you got to do it yourself.
All right.
Coffee every morning.
All right.
That's my only bone I had to pick with you just today.
Well,
I really appreciate it.
I knew it was going to come eventually.
It's for your own
good.
It's
perfect to have on the show.
Yeah, I'm trying to help you out. I'm just trying to help you.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I'll give you a coffee update next week.
Okay.
And
I'll be waiting.
We'll be brewing on the show.
Oh, with bated breath. I'll be waiting. For the coffee grinds during the show. All right, so what else you got?
Well, we got a lot of material this week. We really put some stuff together, and it wasn't like we were talking about the train wreck last time. We were just scrambling stuff and getting we just barely got the warning 5 seconds
on the
air.
Yeah, we barely got on the air. It was really special. Oh, before we start, I've got something I want to get off my chest.
Okay.
Because I listened to the show last week, a recording of our show, and I realized there were a lot of things that I did that were kind of crazy, and these are the things I'm not going to do during the show today.
Oh.
I'm not going to say fantastic 35 times like I did during the last show. That
was really add those up.
Really embarrassing when I listened to it afterwards. I'm not going to know not when to take a break because we're just talking.
Oh, we got breaks.
Yeah, we got breaks this time scheduled in. And my final and third thing I'm not going to do during the show is I'm not going to hide the switchboard so I know people are going to call.
Oh, that's awesome. We can see if we have callers.
Yeah, I can see the switchboard right now along with all of my other windows. So that's the one thing. Those are the three things I'm not going to do during this week's show.
All right. I like it.
Okay. Very good.
That's awesome.
All right. I just had to get off that my chest.
Now I'm really going to have to go back and see how many times you said fantastic.
Yeah, I said fantastic quite a few times. I mean, more than like 12 times.
You think more than 12 times?
I think more than 12. I think maybe even into the 20s.
All right. I think we might have to find out.
I think we're going to have to cut them together and use them as part of our bumpers because it was just, it's fantastic.
Well, maybe our show is just fantastic.
Just fantastic. We can use that as one of our slogans. The Darren Day Show, just fantastic.
Just fantastic.
Just fantastic. Anyway, so you got some stories over there?
Yeah, I know we're a little bit late to the party on this one here, but since,
I'm not. I just found out about this.
You just found out about this?
I did.
Well, since our show is fairly new, I feel like we had to at least
address it
because it's such a big internet news. I'm talking about the rainbow guy.
All the way.
You guys must be familiar with the rainbow guy. For people that aren't, this is a guy who saw a double rainbow out in Yosemite National Park.
Can I interrupt you for this one, too?
Yes.
We have a caller.
We have a caller?
Oh, okay. Yes.
Let's take a caller.
Well, let's take a call. Hold on. Hello? Oh, I hung up on them. Oh, I am a genius.
Oh, no.
I hung up on the call. Caller, call back, please. Call back, please.
We're really sorry about that. That
sorry
doesn't normally
that.
Happen unless we don't like you.
That's right. Unless
we didn't even get a chance not to like you.
You know what? I already botched it. First, I can see the switchboard, and we had a caller, and then I hung up on them. Fantastic. Caller, call back, please.
Please do.
Please call back.
All right. In the meantime, I'm gonna go here with the double rainbow. So this guy, like I said, was in Yosemite National Park.
He's back. Sorry about that. Here
okay,
we go.
Hang up.
Hi, you're on the Derek and Kay Show. Sorry for hanging up on you, caller.
Hello, caller.
Is that what happened?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Did you hang up on me?
I did.
I'm sorry.
Is this the Derek and Kay Show?
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
You bet.
What is the Derek and Kay Show all about?
It's really about nothing.
Oh, it's a show about nothing.
It's a show about nothing.
Well, we're like I said before, we're the most professional, unprofessional show on the radio right now.
That's right now.
Well, it's just your show reminds me of when my daughter was small and she used to pretend to be on the radio.
Oh, really? I didn't know this about your daughter.
You don't know my daughter.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's right. Well, that sounds like quite the magical and prodigal child.
Where are you calling from?
Where are we calling from? We're calling from Bowie, Maryland.
We asked you first. Bowie, Maryland.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Home of the Redskins.
Yes. And also the home of those two guys that have a radio show.
Oh.
The Don and Mike show.
Oh, we were just talking about
them. The Don and Mike show. We were just talking about them.
That's really interesting. So does your daughter have a radio show now?
Pardon?
Does your daughter have a radio show now?
Does my daughter have a radio show now?
We asked you first.
No, she does not.
Oh, okay.
Good.
But she's a fan of radio shows.
I was wondering if you all could help her out.
We'll try.
We'll try.
Tell her to contact us on the Facebook page, search for the Derek and Kay Show, or on the blog.
We have a Facebook page.
We have a Facebook page. And we also have a blog on Blogspot. It's there. It's Derek and Kay at blogspot.com. That was a mouthful, I'll tell you that right now.
And don't forget my name spelled with it.
With a C.
C-K. D-E-R-E-C-K. But you might know that already if you're listening. It's right on the screen.
Yes, I am listening. And I think
fantastic.
That's really cool. Now, it says that you all are arts and music, but I don't hear you talking about arts and music.
Well, we're 16 minutes into the show.
Yeah.
Well, we
were talking about. Are you going to hang up and listen now?
I'm going to hang up and listen.
Okay. Thank you so much for the call.
Thanks
we appreciate
for calling.
It.
Okay.
Have a lovely evening, caller.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
All right.
Go ahead with your story. Sorry.
Yeah, so I was talking about the Double Rainbow guy. I'm sure people know about it. Is someone going to call when I say Yosemite National Park?
Probably.
Okay. Okay. This has happened twice. I just thought it would happen again.
I'm watching the switchboard.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, this is like a viral video that just blew up. I guess Jimmy Kimmel posted on his Twitter.
Uh-huh.
And within 8 days, was there 3 million hits on YouTube.
Wow.
So I'm going to just play a little bit. It's big. It's long. It's, I don't know. It's like over 5 minutes. So I'm just going to play little bits. But here is the Double Rainbow guy.
Awesome.
All the way. Double rainbow. Oh, my God. It's a double rainbow all the way. Whoa. That's so good. Whoa, man. Whoa. Oh my God. Oh my God. Whoa.
So let me just set up the scene a little bit here. If you haven't seen the video, you don't actually see this guy in the video. He's holding the camera and he's waving it around, showing a double rainbow.
All the way.
Full on double rainbow. And that's what you see. And you see a little bit of his sort of living area. And it just keeps going like this.
So what's his story? Is he living out like in the camp? Is he just camping or does he like
lives there. Well, he's not like a rainbow spot or anything like that.
He lives there?
I'm
like
pretty sure he lives there. I watched a video of him being interviewed, and he's got like this mobile home. It looks like it has two rooms.
Mobile home?
It looks like a mobile home. Okay. Out in the middle of nowhere. He does some farming. I have some other bits.
What is he farming in Yosemite Park?
I don't know. Rocks? I don't know. I don't know what he could be doing. But, yeah, let me just play a few other bits. I'll just move around here a little bit.
So beautiful.
And this is the gets the sad part coming up. He's crying. So really, this goes on for way too long for us to play. It's only an hour show. But one thing I wanted to point out that this was such a hit on the internet that someone made a song.
Oh, the auto-tune song.
The auto-tune song, which is totally awesome.
Fantastic.
So I'll play a little bit
that's
of that for you.
Too.
Whoa, that's four rainbow, all the way. Double rainbow, oh my God. Double rainbow, it's a double rainbow, all the way. Yeah, it's a double rainbow, all the way. Yeah, oh my God. Look at me, so bright, so vivid. Double rainbow, double rainbow,
it's a rainbow.
That's a whole rainbow
down. Totally awesome.
completely awesome. Is this somebody, are you like super bored at home when you decide to do things like this?
I don't know. He's talking about having...
It's pretty funny, but...
You know what? I'll play... He was on Jimmy Kimmel. I'll play. There's a little bit of interview there.
If anybody has anything to say about the Ringo guy, you can call us.
I'm gonna play a little clip now with the Double Rainbow guy and Jimmy Kimmel, so you can actually hear him talking and see he's like a real person and all that.
Okay.
What does it all mean?
Oh, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
You haven't figured it out yet?
Well, Spirit's talking to me.
What spirit is talking to you?
The spirit of the universe.
And what is the spirit of the universe saying?
It's saying that people don't need sex and drugs to connect to nature and to connect to the spirit, that they can enjoy themselves without that stuff.
I see. Interesting. So
there's nothing wrong with it.
So in other words, you're unable to get sex or drugs in your spirit.
Hold on.
No, there's another video.
Hold on. Just hold the phone. I did not research
another video.
He's saying that no one needs... First of all, I sort of agree that you don't need drugs, but I don't necessarily agree that you don't need sex.
Yeah.
First of all, how else are we going to reproduce? And second of all, what's wrong with it?
Yeah, I think, I don't know what he's trying to get at there.
What does he suggest instead of sex and drugs?
Rainbows.
Rainbows, okay.
Double rainbows.
Double, all the way, okay. He sounds like he's on top of his game for life. Basically, yeah.
He's
awesome.
I just want to describe what he looks like physically.
Yeah.
Because again, if you haven't seen this video and you see him on Jimmy Kimmel, he's a big guy. He's huge. He's bulking up. He's got to be, I don't know, 2 bills. He's pretty huge, and he's got this long wavy hair. And he's really, I don't think he's like fat, but he's really wide.
Is he like the guy from Lost?
I don't watch that.
Yeah, you don't have a TV.
He's got this curly hair, maybe a little salt and pepper in it, and he's got this long beard with like rubber bands around them.
Hot.
That's the image, and you should totally check them out.
Hot.
And I think we'll just close it here with a little bit of a little mix for him.
There are so many songs about rainbows. What's on the other side? Rainbows.
He is really special. He's
really
a really
special.
Special guy. Oh, can you hold on just a little? We've got someone calling. All right.
Just a double complete rainbow.
That's the Double Rainbow guy. Oh, we got a caller.
Yeah, we got a caller. Hello, caller.
Oh, my God. It's cool.
Hello?
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 Hello? Hi.
Hello?
Hi. Welcome to the Derek
Welcome
and Kay Show.
Welcome to the Derek and Kay Show.
What the hell was that?
We just said welcome to the show, or
that
what?
That was the Double Rainbow guy.
Were you
not listening?
Yeah, I know. And I'm really disturbed by that. You know, I don't know what to make of it.
Help
he likes rainbows.
He likes rainbows. Especially double rainbows all the way. What's that?
Double rainbow.
All the way.
All the way.
You know what it sounded like.
Yeah.
It sounded a little bit like he was having a happy ending.
Oh, wow!
I don't know. Wait.
There's definitely some aerobic activity going on there. I mean, I suppose for some of us that haven't seen the video.
I just thought it was hilarious that he said that we didn't need sex because it sounded a lot... It sounded similar.
It sounded similar.
Yes.
You would have thought if you... Well, actually, you don't see him in the video, so... You do the math.
Thank God.
Oh!
Well, I've actually called to speak with K Baby Cake.
Oh.
That's me.
Okay. I guess I'm not as interesting.
What can I do for you?
Well, Derek, you are interesting, but I've called to change the subject and have a convo with Kay for a moment here.
Oh, go ahead.
All right.
So, Kay, even though it's a couple weeks past here, I'm wondering what you and what you can tell the viewers what you think about this Teresa Giudice.
I don't know who you're talking about.
It's listeners.
Teresa Giudice from the New Jersey Housewives.
Oh.
That
is
yes. I think she's fabulous.
No, we're talking about the one whose house went in the foreclosure, who got up and, you know, practically murdered the backstabbing liar woman.
The host of the show? I think she's fun. I would like to be her friend. She'd be
like
a fun psycho
friend.
Yeah.
I feel like
a casual friend, not a close friend.
I feel like you can't be in her presence without a helmet and boxing gloves.
Maybe so. But it'd be fun, though, wouldn't it?
I don't know. The woman needs Valium or serious psychotherapy. I mean, I'm not sure what to make of it.
Oh, hold on. We've got another caller.
Oh, my God.
All right. Did you want to say anything else?
No, I think I'm good.
All right.
All right.
Call us back.
Well, thanks so much for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye.
Hi, you're on the Derek and Kay Show.
Hi, Derek and Kay. Welcome, I heard you
Derek
guys
Kay.
Talking about marijuana a few minutes ago. I wonder, you know, California is considering a legalization of pot in November at their during their election. What do you guys think about that?
Really?
Wow.
I don't know. What do you think about that?
What are the guidelines on that? Is there like a certain amount of tied to that? Because that would make a difference, right? I mean, we're both not really.
We're both not. We haven't even tried it, so we don't know. We don't know. But would it be like you just not doing it in public? Could you do it in public?
I don't know, but if they legalize it, I guess you could do it anywhere.
I think it's awful. I think if you legal, I don't want people to do it in public. Maybe that's my beef. I think maybe the privacy of your own home. But maybe just not in public. I basically don't care about it as long as it's not in public.
I don't
public.
Think I have a problem with it.
Yeah.
As long as it's not all over the place.
Yeah.
And,
I don't want to smell it when I walk down the street.
Right.
I get like a contact high.
Right. And what happens with that? It's not like people are going to, I feel like that is not something that's usually tied into like violent crimes. I mean, people get the munchies, right?
That's pretty
much right.
And they film very disturbing videos about rainbows.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. We don't know if that's the case here, but yeah.
I don't know if we know that that's the case, but I'm suspecting that that's the case.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I think the cops need something else better to do than go around chasing marijuana smokers. I think they should have better things to do.
I agree.
Hear, hear.
Yeah,
they need to be going around chasing pot smokers. That's like people with parking tickets and things like that. There's more important, more violent, you know, crimes to be fought.
Well,
I think the
big problem in marijuana is the money that's being made from it. Marijuana's not killing anybody. It's the money that's being made from it that people are dying for.
No, yeah, you're right. And there's this crazy stuff going on in Mexico, especially involving the marijuana trade. So anything
to ease
the tension down there would be great. But I think we're taking a little bit of a serious turn here.
Yeah, I think we're a little behind our break schedule, so we're going to have to cut to a break.
Yeah.
But thank you so much
but
for the call.
Thanks for calling.
All right, nice talking to you.
All right, good talking to you too.
Thank you. All right, we're going to go to break. This is the Derek and Kay Show.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
How many of anything on your front lawn, under your porch, on the side of the highway where you can store all that stuff my way down here at Jones Big Ass Truck Rental and Car Storage? Now, I know y'all got stuff at your house that you don't need no more, you don't want. You know you ain't gonna use that printer. Why keep it all around your house? Bring it down here to my house. You ain't the Dukes of Hazzard. You know you gonna use that ugly yellow luggage. You don't need all this crap. What you gonna do with this? This is not print. In my yard, I don't care. I bought this motorcycle and that van for you for $10.99 a month. You got old tires. They charge you $3 for that old tire. You can rent a truck. You can store a car. They don't care. Bring it on down here. You ain't got to put that old tire for $3 for less than a half. For you, for $3, they gonna charge you. I do it down here for $1.50 down here at Jones Big Ass Truck Rental and Storage Facility. Now, friends, you may ask yourself, how in the hell can he stow this stuff for such a cheap price? Put it in a box, mark it for you, put it away, seal it. The fact of the matter is, I'm pretty drunk right now, and store it. And this is a drunk discount sale down here at Jones Big Ass Truck Rental and Car Facility. You got a elephant. I got space. Send me smoke signals. You got weed, and I'll store anything you want. Go ahead and give me a call or find me on them internet at www.jonesbigasstruckrentalandstorage.com. That's J-O-N-E-S, Big Ass Truck Rentals and Storage.com. This is a bus. You know how big a bus is?
This is the Guaranteed Pay Show.
Call the Guaranteed Pay Show at 661-467-2416.
Are you trying to get crazy with this thing? Don't you know I'm loco?
Hey, yo, this is the Derek and Kay Show.
Welcome back. That was a good commercial.
That was good. You know, Jones' truck, big ass, I went there to get a truck once.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't realize they got storage.
They do?
Yeah, you know, it's great. It's the perfect, I didn't realize it went, I was just going for a truck, but you got something to store that you don't really care if you see it again.
I got a bus.
It's a good option for it.
You know how big a bus is?
Still big.
Pretty damn big. All right. So, instead of the best of Craigslist this week, I've got another wacky list. Doing a little wacky shtick here on the Derek and Kay Show. And I was on the internet, and I found some products that didn't make it because they were made by companies that shouldn't be making these products.
I love this kind of stuff.
Fabulous.
It's totally great.
So the first product I found was Cheetos Lip Balm.
What? Ew.
Now, I don't know why. I don't know what flavor it was. I don't know what you'd be doing.
I got a question.
What's the question?
Now, the lip balm, does it cover the whole aspect of like Cheetos? Do you get like that orange powder? Is that part of it?
It might have been. Orange
is
powder
the
lip
flavor?
Balm.
That's gross.
It is gross.
People do everything they can to get rid of that stuff.
I know.
And you can't, you get on your hands.
Everyone's on your shirt.
Get rid of it.
People know what you've been eating. It's not like an old neon orange.
Oh, what? I've been eating apple.
All right, the other. There's another one, Bic underwear.
As in the lighter?
Yes, and the pens. Put your Bic.
Oh.
Underwear. Like, not just underwear, disposable underwear.
How does that work?
I don't know. I don't know when they made this. All I know is it didn't take off. Here's another great one that didn't make it. I think I vaguely remember this.
I think I can guess one.
Lifesaver soda.
Oh, that sounds good.
It sounds good. Do you want some? I'm sure you could probably get some on eBay. Yeah.
Did they make it? And it just didn't take off?
It didn't take off because people thought they'd be drinking candy, and that's no good.
Yeah.
Although in this country, I don't see how that would be not good because
we jump on
Coke all day long. How's that different? Colgate kitchen entrees.
Wait, as in the toothpaste? I was trying to put these together.
Yeah.
As in
the toothpaste. So you're. Oh, you're hungry? What do you want? Oh, you want a Colgate dinner? I'll heat it up.
Minty fresh.
Wonder why that didn't make it, huh?
Hot, minty fresh out of the microwave.
Minty fresh veal parmesan. I got also some NASCAR romance novels.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's that's gonna go over great.
Also a little bit like maybe like this, you know, the NASCAR romance novels. I mean, come on. Little bit of a
it totally is.
A little bit of a Hicksville kind of read there. We're going to Barnes & Noble to get some NASCAR romance novels.
You know, that's...
Can I borrow that? It looks so good.
I love you.
Oh, my goodness. And some of the titles were Speed Bumps.
Oh.
Suggestive.
Not just for... Oh.
Yeah, double entendre there. In the Groove.
Wow. Is this for real?
It's for real. Hearts Under Cotton. This is 2005.
You know someone has this whole script, all this scripted out.
I almost want to
I want to
get them. Hooters MasterCard.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
Yep. I'm
trying to think of a funny on that one.
It's just having it's funny, I think. It doesn't need any help. this one, I got to read more of the story because it's weird. It's Gerber Singles. Now, it's...
Baby food?
It's baby food, but it's for adults.
They're making adult food?
Yeah, it's
that
baby food.
Sound right.
Releasing small jars containing fruits, vegetables, starters, and desserts appeared on shelves in 1974. In 1974, so that was a long time ago. But it was for adults.
Okay.
Let's see. Smith & Wesson, you know the company that makes guns?
Yes.
They
yes.
made mountain bikes.
I mean, mountain bikes?
Yeah, not a very good idea.
Shotgun through the park.
Another wacky shtick. Also, Cosmopolitan, as in the magazine, Cosmopolitan yogurt.
Wait, as in the magazine?
Yes.
It's yogurt.
Yogurt.
Oh, my gosh.
Gross. Yeah, exactly. And I think that's all I got here.
I thought for sure this was going to make the list, and someone actually brought in a sample to work a couple of weeks ago. I'm not making this up. I don't know if it didn't make it or what, but there's Burger King cologne.
Have you? No way.
And I smelled it.
Did it smell like Whopper?
I don't know what it smelled like. Of course, I'm a vegetarian, so I'm not, like, up on all things that are meat, but it was, like, I don't know, it was kind of, like, perfumey with, like, grill. I don't know.
Now, I'm not going to – I do think a Whopper is pretty good, but although I haven't gone to a Burger King establishment and eaten there in years, just because it's not the best for you, but it is very delicious.
I haven't been since – yeah, well, obviously I've never had one of those.
Well,
I heard,
we have a veggie burger at the BK now. I heard it's not so tasty.
That's
not
what
so
I heard.
Tasty.
Love their ad campaign with the King.
Love the King.
We
the King
love
is
that.
Hysterical.
Someone really got on board right with that one.
Yeah. I also have another list for you.
I love lists.
This is a shorter one. These are songs used to torture and intimidate.
Oh,
so apparently the U.S. military will use a song and play it over and over again to intimidate terrorists and torture them. And this sounds something like completely false, but apparently it's
true.
They
really do it.
They really do it. So here's six songs they use to torture and intimidate. The first one is Bruce Springsteen's Born in the U.S.A.
Wow.
That's a good one for a terrorist. Speaking of
Well,
terrorists,
we love it. We listen to it all the time.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't have it. I'm not going to play it right now.
It's pretty appropriate since yesterday was September 11th.
That's
true. We do remember the attacks there, but this is maybe a song they played to torture the people they found afterwards.
Jeez.
Christina Aguilera's Dirty.
Okay.
I don't know. Nancy Sinatra's These Boots Were Made for Walking.
I'm trying to – is it worse for them because they're not Americans, but, like, we would like to listen to – or typical would enjoy that?
I'm not sure.
Does it make it worse for them? It'd be like if – I don't know.
I don't know. But, see, I guess these are the songs that they just don't – they find uncomfortable. I don't know. AC/DC's Shoot the Thrill and Hell's Bells. I can see that.
Health Bells,
yeah. Anything by Barry Manilow.
That's a good one.
So that's actually not this country. That's actually a New Zealand town of Christchurch doing that. And Barney the Dinosaur's I Love You, which,
which I
can totally relate to.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, if anyone has anything to add to that list, they think a song that would be, you know, torturing, give us a call, 661-467-2416.
Absolutely. You can chime in on that list if any song really drives you crazy. But yeah, I Love You, You Love Me, that is enough to make me want to scream.
And there's a reason why we're not playing it.
That's right.
Because we're not torturing.
We're not torturing. Although I do have on my soundboard the other Barney song.
Which one is this?
The beginning one. I don't have it now. I have it somewhere else.
I didn't know that was coming.
Yeah, no. But anyway, there we are. We're giving away a prize today.
Yeah.
To a random person. So if you want to call and tell us the best Facebook status update of your day, we'll vote on it.
We're talking good. It's funny, good. Disturbing.
It's got to be real.
You name it.
It's got to be real. It can't
be
a fake one. You got to tell us the person. We're going to find them on Facebook and look at it.
Are we mentioning the prize?
Oh, the prize? Good call. The prize is a $10 Starbucks gift card because there are Starbuckses everywhere. There are Starbuckses by Starbuckses. There are Starbuckses across the street from Starbuckses. So you can definitely use this.
We're not telling the denomination either. Is that, or are we?
Oh, $10.
And, oh, you know what? It's even better than $10.
It's almost a whole coffee at Starbucks.
A thousand cents.
You can.
Almost a coffee.
Oh, we got a call.
We got a caller?
We got a caller.
Awesome.
All right.
Hi.
Hello. You're on the Derek and Kay Show.
Welcome to
Hi,
Derek and Kay Show.
Hi, it's me again.
Oh, hey.
Good morning.
How's it going, me?
It's me again.
Hello.
Hello. Do you
Listen,
have a
Facebook I want to tell you something.
Or call?
I have a song. I have a song for the list.
Okay.
Oh, what's
great.
The list? What song?
Psycho Killer. Come on.
Oh, that's a good song.
Who's
well, we
that
like
by?
That.
Who's that by?
You said add a song to the list, so Talking Heads. I would think they'd do that
Talking
one.
Talking Heads. Yeah, it's a good song.
What is that song, Psycho Killer? I don't know. I never heard that song.
You have. You have.
I have?
Right.
Okay.
Oh, come on, man. Of course you have.
Maybe somewhere. Is it like...
I'm sure you have. It's one of those things, in one ear, out the other.
How's it
but,
go?
You know, it depends on how deep your... It depends how deep your obsession with Talking Heads run, you know?
Do you want to sing a little bit for us?
Yeah, can you give us a little bit of that?
No. No.
Oh, wow.
I guess not.
Oh. All right. Well, that's okay. We'll put it on the list.
God.
Psycho Killer, Please. Talking Heads, left. We'll add
I've
it to
been
the
up
list.
At 7 a.m. I have to sing for the Holy Rollers. I think I've done enough singing today.
Oh.
I think you've done enough singing
also
today as well.
Also a professional singer.
Yes. Sounds like a professional singer to me.
Yeah,
very
did you
good.
Sing this morning?
I did not. I had the day off.
Oh, what a treat.
Very lucky. Very lucky. But not next weekend.
Not next weekend, though.
Not next weekend. Yeah. All right, well, thanks for calling and adding a song to our list.
Yeah, thanks so much for calling.
Absolutely. Talk to you later.
Have a good one. Anyone else to call and add a song to the list? Or tell us your favorite status update for the day. Has to be funny. Has to be fabulous in order to win the $10 gift card. Or else we'll hang on to it for next week's show.
Should we get this other break in now?
Yeah, let's get the other break in now.
All right. Derek and Kay, we'll be back.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
If I leave anything on your front lawn, under your porch, on the side of the highway, where you can store all that stuff my way, down here at Jones Big Ass Truck Rental and Car Storage. Now, I know y'all got stuff at your house that you don't need no more, you don't want. You know you ain't going to use that printer. Why keep it all around your house? Jones Barbecue and Fresh Besides, better come down here, get some of this shit. You like to eat? America loves to eat. So why not open up somewhere America can sit down, enjoy a meal, and get their feet rubbed? We'll fry anything you want for $5.99. As long as it's fryable or edible, we're going to make it deliciousable. We will fry parts of the chicken you didn't even know was fryable. The beef, the feathers, we'll fry candy bars. All that European stuff that you don't really normally eat, we'll bring it down here and fry it for you. Ask McDonald's to fry something other than what they normally fry. Guess what you're going to get? Nothing. If it fits through the dough, I put it in the fry. Hell, this is dinosaur. All our meats are gently tenderized to their optimum deliciousness. We got fine dinosaur meat. Took my money, made me pay child support. Come on down here and get you a flight. Once they get your social security number, it's over. Motivated. So, friend, let's just decide you don't want no barbecue. Well, that's fine, too. Why not let one of my foot specialists or myself perform our magic? Look at that. Doesn't that look wonderful? If you really pay me enough, we'll massage your feet in any of these sauces also. That is the rule down here. Jones, good-ass barbecue and foot massage. So go ahead and give me a call or find us on the worldwide internet at the new website. That's J-O-N-E-S, bigasstruckrentalandstorage.com/Jones. Good-ass barbecue and foot massage .html.
Excuse me, did you call number 52?
Did you hear me call number 52?
This is the Guaranteed Pay Show.
Call the Guaranteed Pay Show at 661-467-2416.
Yo, this is the Derek and Kay Show. We're back.
We are back. I want some barbecue so bad for some reason.
Yeah, that place is pretty good. It's not one of my favorites, but I don't have a lot of vegetarian options. But I did go there once, and I got a really nice rub down with, like, a sweet barbecue sauce on the
awesome.
Seat. Pretty awesome, I would say. Wasn't what I came there for, but I left happy. So, not bad. You should check them out.
Did you get a mac and cheese, too?
Well, that's the only thing they had, and then the foot rub.
Oh, okay.
Barbecue sauce.
God, I love mac and cheese.
It's really good.
I am, like, obsessed with mac and cheese. Anytime there's a mac and cheese available, I'm like, oh, give me the mac and cheese, man. So, but I don't, you know, people put bacon in mac and cheese all the time. I don't understand that.
I don't either. Or like, lobster.
Is that good? I don't know. Lobster, but you know, the bacon,
what?
I don't know about that. But I love bacon, don't get me wrong. But, you know, I want mac and cheese. It's mac and cheese. Oh, we got a caller.
Oh, we got a caller.
Yeah,
great.
We got a caller.
Let's take a look at that.
Hello. Welcome to the Derek and Kay Show.
Derek and Kay.
Hi, Derek and Kay. This is Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Tom. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from JP.
Ah, hi. Awesome.
I was just online looking at your, Blogspot Radio, and I saw a picture of you guys with some glasses in your hands. It looked like there were some tasty beverages in them. I was just wondering if you're drinking some of those beverages right now.
Sadly, I have tonic water with no vodka and or gin.
Yeah, we're both actually drinking the same thing, which I don't think I've ever had tonic water without anything else.
It's
but
tasty.
For some reason.
It's full of high fructose corn syrup and yumminess.
We're trying to keep the show fresh for you.
Yeah, we don't want to be all sloppy for you.
Sometimes, you know.
And for all who don't realize, yes, go ahead.
It's more fun when you have tasty beverages, you know?
It will be. Well, maybe one time we'll have a drinking show.
Oh, we could have a drinking
show.
We
could have a drinking show. For all who don't realize, this is my sweetheart, actually.
Well, I just want to know who's going to make the drinks.
That would be you.
That would be you, actually.
Oh, that would be me, wouldn't it?
That would be you.
All right, well, I'll make sure they're good.
Okay.
You usually do. They are good.
Fantastic. Well, the show's great, guys.
One fantastic for you.
I wonder where I got it from.
I wonder. It's
I don't know. I don't know if there's anybody else in JP that might use that word.
Could be me. Anyway, anything else to offer, my sweetheart?
No, I just was wondering if, you know, you were just talking or if you were drinking and talking.
I was just talking.
Just talking.
Okay.
Just talking.
All right. Well, I sadly don't have any songs to add to your list.
That's okay.
But if I come up with one, I'll call you back.
What about Facebook status? Are you never on anyway?
That's true. It's okay. I still love you anyway.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
Still love you.
Well,
all right.
We'll talk to you guys later.
All right, I'll see
you
later. All right, bye. Okay, I got, we got 10 minutes remaining.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Flying by.
Flying by. Yeah. So I got a little bit of wacky shtick to close out, because last time I had the best of Craigslist.
I love that stuff.
And this time, I have got, whoa, what happened? Sorry.
Oh.
I freaked out there for a second.
We're still on the air?
Yeah, we're still
okay.
on the air. Whoa.
You
little rainbow
that.
All the way. Whoa.
You
no.
hit the end show button.
No, I didn't
okay.
hit the end. No, that's that.
Oh, my God.
You need a confirmation for that button. I got some wacky 911 calls.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, I got to tell you, I don't know why, but a lot of these 911 calls have to do with fast food restaurants.
I've heard that. Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I didn't get my order.
Yeah, I didn't get my – I don't know what the deal is. I got two from McDonald's and one from Burger King and one from Subway. Anyway, here's – there's all – we can also play this, too. We talk about it in wacky 911 calls.
Oh, that's great. I like that.
Anyway, here's the first 911 call from a woman – who's in at the Burger King drive-thru, I think.
Tax department, how can I help you?
Yeah, I'm over here at Burger King right here in San Clemente.
Mm-hmm.
No, not San Clemente. I'm sorry. I live in San Clemente. I'm in Laguna Niguel, I think. That's where I'm at.
Uh-huh.
I'm at a drive-thru right now.
Uh-huh.
I ordered my food 3 times. They're mopping the floor inside, and I understand they're busy. They're not even busy. Okay, I've been the only car here. I asked them 4 different times to make me a Western barbecue burger. Okay. They keep giving me a hamburger with lettuce, tomato, and cheese, onions. And I said, I'm not leaving.
Uh-huh.
I want a Western burger because I just got my kids from Taekwondo. They're hungry. I'm on my way home, and I live in San Clemente.
Uh-huh.
Okay. She gave me another hamburger. It's wrong. I said 4 times. I said, I want it. She goes, can you go out and park in front? I said, no. I want my hamburger right. So then the lady came to the manager. She said, you want your money back? And I said, no, I want my hamburger. My kids are hungry, and I have to jump on the toll freeway. I said, I am not leaving the spot. And I said, I will call the police because I want my Western burger done right. Now, is that so hard?
Okay, what exactly do you want to do for you?
Oh,
I want my Western burger done right. By the way, I gotta say, sorry, caller, if you call in during while we're playing an audio segment, I can't go to you without stopping it. So
yeah.
Call us back in a few minutes. Anyway, let's go back to this crazy, wacky call.
Unbelievable.
I send the officer down here. I want them to make me right. Like,
ma'am, we're not going to go down there and enforce your Western bacon cheeseburger.
I like that.
What am I supposed to do?
Wow.
This is between you and the manager. We're not going to go enforce how to make a hamburger. That's not a criminal issue. There's nothing criminal.
So I just sit here.
You need to calmly and rationally speak to the manager and figure out what to do between you.
She did come up, and I said, can I please have my Western burger? She said, I'm not dealing with it. She walked away. Because they're mopping the floor, and it's all full of suds, and they don't want to run. They don't want to go through there. And
ma'am, then I suggest you get your money back and go somewhere else. This is not a criminal issue. We can't go out there and make them make you a cheeseburger the way you want it.
Well, that is...
I thought that's what happened at Burger King, first of all.
Yeah, I thought that's what they're all about.
I thought that you got a burger the way that you wanted it. Anyway, we got another one. That one goes on for a little bit.
That's pretty amazing. I love that she was, like, trying to...
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, I love that the patrol thing was telling them, like, what to do.
Yeah,
like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, go and talk to, there's just more.
Amazing.
All right, this is my favorite 911 call.
911. Yeah, I need some help.
What's the matter?
With my math.
With your mouth?
No, it's my math. I have to do it. Will you help me?
Sure.
Math.
Where do you live?
Oh, my gosh.
M-A-T-H.
No, it's my math.
Yeah, I know it. Where do you live, though?
No. I want you to talk to me on the phone.
No, I can't do that. I can send someone else to help you.
Okay.
What kind of math do you have that you need help with?
I have takeaways.
Oh, you got to do the takeaways?
Yeah.
Oh, that can be
so cute, isn't it, though?
Thank you.
You have to help me with my math.
Okay. Tell me what the math
really
is.
Really desperate.
Demanding,
okay.
too.
Okay. 16.
Yeah.
take away eight. It's what?
You tell me, how much do you think it is?
I know, one.
No. How old are you?
Oh. I'm only four.
Four?
Yeah.
When you were four, were you doing takeaway?
No. Wasn't it subtraction?
Yeah, it's subtraction. But when I was four, I was in kindergarten.
We weren't doing math.
We weren't doing math. Not at all.
Five, take away five. And how much do you think that is?
Five.
Uh oh.
That's the best part.
On the phone.
On the phone. A little bit of Baltimore could be.
Oh, boy. That's great.
That's awesome. Besides just playing on the phone.
Oh, it's really cute, but kind of.
It's very cute, but really sad. And let's see. I think we only got time for one more.
All right.
One more. And that one was so good. Can't play that one. Oh, yeah, one more McDonald's one.
Oh, the McDonald's. Great.
One more McDonald's. It's just a minute.
$10, and these guys gave me one burger and a fry and told me to pull around.
Okay, this is not a 911 emergency. Let me get... Sir, this is not a police matter. You need to take it up with the manager of the McDonald's. I'm going to disconnect.
I got robbed for my money.
Sir, you did not get robbed. I'm going to disconnect with you now.
Oh.
McDonald's.
Hung up on his ass.
McDonald's.
They gave me one burger and a fry and told me to park.
Sir? I believe you just talked to my partner a moment ago, and he advised you this is not a 911 emergency.
This is a 911 emergency. I got robbed for $8. Get a cop right here.
Sir.
You can tell me I can't get a cop right here at 82nd and Sunnyside Road. I will sue your office right now.
Okay, stop. Listen, 911 is for life or death emergencies only. By you calling 911, you can be arrested. Sir, listen to me.
Now, I don't know about you, but I get robbed for $8 every time I get to Starbucks or something.
Oh, my gosh.
Even though we love that establishment and we're giving away 10 of gift cards.
Yeah.
Facebook status. But we might have to take that into next week.
I might go into next week.
Yeah.
We don't have anyone.
No one called. Well, we did have one caller, but we were in the middle of a segment, so we couldn't pick up. Sorry, caller.
Sorry.
Call next week. Next week. And you know what? I'm actually trying to book a guest.
Oh, we have a guest?
Yes.
Are they going to be an interview guest or?
No, they're going to be a phone-in guest.
Phone-in, okay.
But still fantastic.
That's awesome.
That's four fantastics only.
Oh.
That's right. The show is almost over. See? I did it good.
That's pretty good.
I did it good. Anyway, we have 2 minutes remaining.
Two minutes.
Do you have anything left on your agenda there, Derek?
I wonder if I can cover in about 2 minutes the story of the bell. Do you think we have time for that?
Yeah. I'll be our closer.
It's a good one. So there was I just lost the story. I had it here and now it's gone. Oh, here
the
it
most
is. Here
professional
it is.
Unprofessional show on internet
that,
radio.
That is us. So there's a church bell in Iowa State University that I guess towards the end of the week, it could be like a Friday thing that sometimes plays some unusual things. I'm just going to play it without talking it up. Here's what the church bell sounded like on noon. On a Friday. Oh, there's our warning.
Oh, I need a quarter. Crap.
I'm all out of change.
Where do you put the quarter?
For people that don't know that, you know, that's Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. There's plenty of news about Lady Gaga. That's
bad
right.
Romance.
Bad romance, baby. Anyway, that's about wrapping up our show today.
I guess we're going to have to go out with this.
Yeah, I guess we're going to have to go out with this. This is not a bad show to go out with.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for joining us this week. We enjoyed it.
It was a good show. We had a good time.
Oh, gosh,
oh my gosh.
Quarter.
I'm fresh out of change.
Yeah, oh. Anyway, join us next week at the very same time, 6 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio. As always, the call-in number is 661-467-2416, standard rate supply.
That's right.
And find us on Facebook at The Derek and Kay Show and on Blogspot at derekandkay.blogspot.com. We don't have an email address yet.
We don't.
Get it.
We're going to get one,
We're going to get one.
And when we get it, it's going to be good.
It's going to be great.
So same time, Same place next week.
That's right. Have a good week, everybody.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.